Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play?
Streaming live from Rural 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that will make you want to fire your wife. Here she is, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, happy Monday, everybody. I am Kinky Katie, as my little intro said. Welcome to Katie's World, episode 33 on RazRadioLive.com. Oh, Rural 34 Studios. I have to say I love the name of the studios.
So do I.
Guys, if you don't know what it is, Google it. Google Rule 34. Anywho, with me is my co-host with the most, Mr. Stuntcock.
What's up?
Hi, honey bunny.
What's going on, dude? We're all alone tonight.
We are. We're all alone, so you might get some dirty, dirty action.
We're all kinds of freaky now. We don't have that creepy Dave character hanging around, you know?
Ah, that 9-4 toad guy. You know what I mean? But I did take a little nap, so I'm a little lethargic, so I'm trying to wake up. I've got my tea, so I'm all like happy, happy. If you happen to be on YouTube or at kinkykatieradio.com, you can watch me live. So you can see me. Hi, I'm waving to the camera right now. I'm kind of being a little, I'm a little comfy today, because not only am I home, but I had a very busy weekend.
I know. I was there. It was awesome.
I know. It was great. Very exciting. I am sporting the Bunny Ranch tank top that I got from the lovely little Betty Page. She was in town all the way from Nevada. So I got some booty shorts, too, and I promised I would take pictures in the booty shorts as well. It says Bunny Ranch right across my butt.
Absolutely adorable. What giant fucking tits.
Yes,
awesome.
She is. She's really cute. She's 5 foot nothing. She's small, and she's got double G boobies.
Double G?
Double G.
Double G. I don't even know. Do they, like, double every letter?
Good God damn!
I'm just saying. Do they double every letter as you go up? Is it, like,
double? And triple.
Double and triple, and then it goes to the next letter?
Yeah. It goes, like, A, double A, triple A.
Except
it's weird, because they don't do double C or double... They don't do double C or double B. B, C, there's no double or triple. It's just B or C. And then... Everything after that is double, triple. So it's, they go A and then skip B, C, and then D through the rest.
All right.
A girl I used to go to school with, I had a chorus class in high school. She was I believe a double or triple J.
J.
Jesus.
For gigundous.
Ginormous jumbo jubblies.
Exactly.
Well, I felt bad, too, because we had the hooker. Everyone said they were the hooker dresses. They were like the skanky bridesmaid dresses. They were blue, but they went. And a lot of us in class, we had big tits. So it was kind of small in the waist, and it was really low cut in the front. And it was like royal blue with big puffy sleeves. Mm. It was satin. All of our tits were hanging out, every single one of them. I think that was because sometimes for like a year, we weren't that good. We had a lot of bad singers, so maybe it's kind of as a help. Yeah, these bitches suck, but look at them titties. Woo!
Exactly.
Don't worry. Well, I felt bad because I think her name was, it was Monifa.
What?
I think that was her name, Monifa. So, I loved her. She was so fucking funny. She was awesome. She had all the big old triple J boobies.
Oh, triple J's.
Huge titties. Well, in that dress, it was like, bam. It kind of almost reminded me, you know how some people put plates in their lips?
Yeah.
So it stretches about. It's kind of like she almost had like a plate in her chest when she wore the dress, because it was like a shelf of just boob.
Of awesomeness.
It was. It was just gigantic, big old boob. Well, her dress split in the back. That's happened. That happened to a couple girls, but that happened at competition, and you know, all of us kind of rushed to her aid and like, here's a jacket, here's something. Because man, I felt so bad for
Hold
her.
Hold the puppies in.
Oh yeah. Because I mean, the puppies were like, we want to be free. Everyone was. I mean, even on me, I looked like a maybe like 19th century fucking bar wench. You know,
giggity.
Would you like some grog, sir?
Exactly.
Take a look at me knockers. They're big. Well, and I was heavier then, too, so they were up at, like, my chin. So it's kind of hard when you're trying to sing and have your lungs open and your vocal cords open when you're just, like, being suffocated by tits.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. I've been suffocated by tits, but in a different way.
Yeah. No, I know. It's all right. So this weekend was fucking awesome. Awesome! Oh, went to FetishCon on Saturday, and I have to say, it was so much better than last year.
It was.
I don't know if it was because my attitude was different. I don't know if it was because we were missing a certain person, which made it so much better.
Missing several certain persons.
Yeah, we were. But who are you thinking of?
Well, we didn't have Shifty with us. We didn't have Double D with us.
Yeah, but Shifty really wasn't a problem.
Nah, he wasn't a problem, but it's just still, you know, whatever. Somebody else there.
That's true. Yeah, kind of. Frank and Megan, they just kind of ran off and did whatever. And we, you know, we did our thing and all of us got a hell of a lot done. Frank was hysterical.
He was.
Oh, he was like a fucking 15-year-old in a whorehouse with a fist full of 50s.
Exactly.
A monkey with a machine gun.
Yep.
Dude, I'm sure his balls had to be bluer than blue by the time he got home.
He couldn't get enough fucking around with
Betty.
Betty, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Betty. And her security guard was right there with her the whole time. After we went gone to the event, we were supposed to meet up with Flint Dominic and Mr. C from We Are 321 Productions. They were in town from California. Well, they kind of split their time between California and Florida. Well, they were going to go to see Bonnie Rotten. She was going to be at the Dollhouse doing her thing. So we were up at the pool. We'll get to that. Up at the pool. I know it's kind of, there's so much to say before I get to, there's build up, but anywho. So we got to the club and Bonnie was just finishing up that one set. We had to go to the bathroom. We met her in the bathroom because the woman's entertainers, dressing rooms are right, not in the bathroom, but there's an open door that leads from the bathroom. Anyway, you guys know what I mean.
No, I saw it.
Yeah. Oh.
I saw it, yeah. I walked by where people were going in and out of the bathroom. You got a little dressing area there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she was in there, and she was kind of, she was buck naked standing there talking to us for a minute, and she's really nice.
Yeah.
She's cute. I don't like the spiderweb tattoos on the nipples. In fact, I just don't like tattoos on women's nipples anyway.
No?
Well, I mean, unless they're like a cancer survivor, because I've seen those where they're really pretty and nice, but I just... If you have tits, I just don't like the, I don't know.
You don't like the idea of something taken away from the nipple itself.
I guess so. Maybe that's right.
You like the nipple in all its natural glory with showing areola. You don't like want, you want to know where the fucking areola is.
I want the nipple. But I mean, no, she has them tattooed around the areola.
They don't, are they around the areola?
Yeah, it's around the areola and then go out.
Well, I mean, I don't mind them so much. It is a little, because you don't see them all that often. That's why. You don't
obviously watch a lot of porn with her.
No, but that's with her. But what I'm saying is on other people.
Mm, well, yeah, no, that's true. I guess, and you know, it really irritates me too when guys get their chest tattooed, but then get their whole torso tattooed and leave their nipples plain.
I think I'd be in the leave my nipple plain fucking boat.
I've seen it once though. This guy got this. It was this whole like black Asian fighter warrior design. Cool as hell, and his nipples were black because it went with the.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I want to put a needle to my nipples.
Why not?
Because they're fucking sensitive. No. No.
Yours aren't that sensitive. They're not that bad.
Whatever. I don't want to do it. Fuck that. Don't want to do it.
There was a time where I almost, and I, God damn it, I came close a couple times of getting a happy face tattooed on the very tip of my nipple and then having tattooed around it have a nice day, or if you're close enough to see this, smile.
Nice.
Yeah, that.
Nice. That would have fit.
And I was in the chair ready to go, too, at one point. And I didn't have one of those Jiminy Crickets friends, you know, you shouldn't do that or think about that. Yeah, let's do it.
You need more.
I think that's how I end up getting my tongue re-pierced instead. Or I got my, that's when I got my hood pierced. It was one of those situations where I did that instead. I was like, oh, it's less permanent.
I don't really want to tattoo my nipple tonight.
No, I was ready for it.
Let's just stick something in.
Yeah.
You know, just shove something through it.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Well, if you guys want to join in the conversation, you can Skype Raz Radio 1 or 941-421-0401. You can also get me Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. Wow, 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 wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything is all over the internet, so I have to say definitely rest in peace, Robin Williams. It kind of sucks that you died. And that's really all I'm going to say about it because I didn't know him personally. Yeah, his movies are great. He's a great actor. And that's it. So I'm not going into some huge memoriam or ask your favorite movie or anything like that because...
You're not
going
to like have tell your favorite Robin Williams fantasy hour, anything like that?
Yeah,
you
no.
Do you have a favorite Robin Williams fantasy?
I don't think
you
have.
You ever rub one out to like a character or anything? He was on the TV maybe? When
oh,
you
Patch Adams,
out?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. See?
It's the clown.
Something.
Had to. I don't know. I don't think there's that much cocaine in Florida to fulfill that fantasy. Come on, guys. If you didn't know back then in the 80s, yeah, he had a little bit of a problem.
He did. It's a surprise because he was, you clean yourself up and die. It's usually the way it works. Except for us.
Yeah, not great. What is this, like the kiss of death now?
Well, no, you just successfully pickled yourself, that's all. So you're preserved.
You know, I think I did.
You're okay.
I really think I did.
Huh?
My liver has a nice sheen to it of sickliness. No, my liver's fine as far as I know. Oh, and according to my gynecologist, because you guys should know, I have a very pink and pretty cervix. Just thought I would say that. Because she said it, like, really matter of fact, like, well, good for you. Okay, lady.
I mean, maybe she expected something else from the outset. That, like, I mean, did she? I don't know.
You know, I never even thought about that, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, curb appeal wasn't there or something.
It's like, well, because she's like, oh, I don't want to touch your boob because that was when my titty was all hurting. So, yeah, well, what did you expect to find down there? What?
No, that's right. Not a pink cervix. Like a bruised and battered, like a battered wife cervix, you know what I mean?
I have a smoker cervix.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I could have been bruised. I've bruised my cervix before, so.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I think I've been the implement of cervix bruising.
Yes, you were.
At some point or another.
Yes, you were. Yeah. Can't say I didn't enjoy what was happening.
Who else did you meet
at
FedCon?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? What's going on
all
here?
Over the place. I got to be, oh, this is so excited. I got to be one of my biggest female crushes, Miss Gianova.
Oh, you weren't the only one.
Oh, I know.
What?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, fuck, we were talking about Frank. How Frank was going around getting.
Holy Jesus. Like two blind people driving a ship. See, that's why we need Dave, usually. Because he'll miss most shit, but at least when we really go off, he fucking does something.
It's okay, every once in a while, just yell, moving on. And then, you know, we'll be all right.
We'll channel him.
We'll channel him. Oh, Cinemai, NSA, TSA, Illuminati.
Oh, we were going to have a nice tick coin discussion, too. Anyway, Frank was like a fucking kid in a candy store with Miss Betty Page. He was like booby mania.
Yeah, so when we were in the club, and we were right up by the tables, I mean, by the stage, too. Well, he'd been kind of drinking. He wasn't drunk. He was happy. Yeah. He wasn't sloppy or, you know, obnoxious. He was happy.
No, he was good.
Well, she decides to, and she's wearing not much of anything. She had this, like, little pleather skirt on with a pink G-string and a little top that barely covered those gigantic tatas.
It did. They were, like, little tiny triangles just over nipples with straps that were about halfway up the boob. Like, the straps actually came in halfway up in the middle of the boom.
Yeah, and then there was like a strap that went underneath. If you guys can go and check them out, I've got pictures.
We got your 903 there.
All right, this should be an interesting call. All
right, stand by.
Hey, Dwayne, you are on the air. This is Kinky Katie. How are you?
Hey, Miss Katie, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. What's up?
Not much. This is Mr. Dwayne.
Yeah, I figured that as much by the phone number. So?
So how is your night going?
Well, my night's going really good. As I did say, you are live on the air on Katie's World. Just so you know.
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
All righty.
Got any shout-outs you want to make? Shout-out, cousin, brother, uncle?
Nah.
Buddy? Say, yo, yo, yo!
Is there anything you want to talk about tonight, my dear?
Did you see any of the pictures from FetCon? No?
Hello?
Yeah.
You with us? All right, we'll just get rid of him.
Goodbye, Dwayne.
Sorry, Dwayne. I know you were calling to get your rocks off, and you could have, but you decided not to talk.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. You might want to clue everybody in. He's been messaging Katie on Facebook most of the evening, like, hey, can I call you? Can I talk to you?
Most of the day.
Can I call you? Can I talk to you? So you know, we have a phone number for you know, the Kinky Katie radio purposes. Oh, we're not going to fuck around with you again, mister. But anyway, we had a phone number, so he called a couple of times and
left me a couple of messages.
Left you messages. And so Katie told him to go ahead and call in. Call in. Yeah, after 10, you can call in and, you know, I'll talk dirty to you. So he was fully expecting. What was he expecting?
Oh, yeah. He wanted to get really filthy with me. He wanted me to help him. He wanted phone sex. He wanted to come. He wanted to show me a picture of him and his girlfriend, of her giving him head. And he's been trying to freaking get it. You know, this brings it to another person that was messaging me at the same time, almost as much. And
you want to sex me up?
The only reason it stopped is because I blocked him, and he begged for a minute for me not to block him.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I have the biggest problem with Indian people. Like, Indian men, I don't understand why they are so obnoxious towards me.
Because you're mean? I don't know.
Because I'm mean?
I have no idea, because I've seen it. They're really odd around you. In an odd way, would you like to see my cock?
I mean, I don't know if it's just me or...
Is that just the way it works? I don't know. Don't
I have no idea.
I don't have tits.
Well, this frigging guy, and I swear from the picture and just from that, it's the same frigging guy that I block continuously. I could almost swear, but people don't fucking pay attention. They don't care unless it's instant gratification. I want to see more pictures of you. Now, I'm saying it in full sentences. Because I just, the other annoys the hell out of me. So, is he calling the other line?
He is, but, you know, whatever.
Jesus
he can
Christ.
Keep, he can keep trying to call the other line, whatever. Fuck him.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm going to sue you. But, completely derailed me, dude.
Ah,
fucking
you were
Dwayne.
You were talking about the Indians.
Fucking Dwayne.
Yeah. Fucking Dwayne.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're saying... Where can I see more of you? I want to see your tits. I want to see you naked. So I send them to kinkykatieradio.com. Or you know, if they're really getting annoying and they keep asking the same question over and over and over again after I've answered it a bunch of times, just Google me. Just Google Kinky Katie or Kinky Katie Radio. Any information. I want to know all about you. Okay. Well, here, Google me. You can find out. And then he sends me excerpts of my bio and shit. I'm like... And he's not the first person to do this. It's like, if you're talking to me right now, why are you sending me excerpts of shit about me that I already know? Like, I don't understand why you're showing me my information.
Proof.
Proof. Okay.
Whatever. Don't ask me.
I don't. Well, it's just like, I'm stalking you. Okay.
I didn't have, unlike most of these people, I had no problem getting you to fuck me.
That's true.
So I don't really know what the fuck their problem is.
You know, a lot of people in the day had no problem fucking me.
But I fucked you just about every way you could be fucked.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Dirty, dirty.
Exactly. So you were talking about Frank there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about Frank. So, and he every time I saw him, he had a new set of lipstick, like a new shade of lipstick on his mouth and on his face, somewhere on his face, his head.
He was collecting kisses from God knows where.
God, I know. There's pictures of him. It was, Scarlett Dimitri.
I don't know.
It was one of the, she was this blonde with big old titties. And he kept it on his mouth. He's like, no, I'm not getting rid of it.
He had his mouth, his fucking teeth, his cheek. He wasn't holding back.
Mm-mm.
He had little fucking, and he left it.
So back to the dollhouse where we're at the strip club. So Miss Betty hops on his lap, and she's little nothing, and she just starts grinding on his cock, giving him a, he had his pants on. Sorry, I had to clarify. And she was giving him a lap dance.
Oh, taco burrito. Taco burrito. Oh, yeah, taco.
Want a chimichanga and an onion slice or something, whatever. Like,
Frank was finding his fucking groove.
Oh, my God. His hands were all over her thighs. He was rubbing on her pussy. He had, I think at one point he had a digit up her butt. And she's just giggling. I mean, she works at the Bunny Ranch. This is what she does. She has sex with people. That's her job. But she was being very, very sweet about it. Well, her bodyguard is just giving the fucking evil eye the whole time. They were about a foot and a half away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the other side of the little tiny stripper table.
And then at one point, he gets up and he says something to her. And then she kind of gives him a look like, whatever, I do what I want. And then she kept on doing her thing, grinding on him. And he's got his hands inside her little top, and he's playing with her nipples, and he's feeling on her pussy, and then he'll go behind because she's facing the stage, so she's like backwards cowgirl, and then he's smelling his fingers, and then he's like, and then he's smiling, and then grabbing her again, and there he was having the best time. It was awesome. Well, that was even the day before she had come in the studio for my Friday show. And she was absolutely adorable guest. And we painted our tits for t-shirts to give out to two winners. And then I made one for Bubba and we made one for Dennis Hoff, her boss, which I'm going to be sending out this week to get to him. Yeah, I could pick up the shirts tomorrow when I stop at the studio.
No, they look good. I saw them.
Yeah, they're really cute. And we signed them all and everything's all awesome. And the paint was really easy to get off. But, if anybody's listening that actually won the shirt or are going to be a future recipient to one of our titty shirts, just to let you know, do not wash the shirt because the paint will wash off. So you're just going to have blank spots with signatures. They're ghost titties.
They used to be there.
Just imagine them there. Whoa.
Here's a picture.
Yeah. Here's a picture of us doing it. But that happened after the show. Megan was chomping at the bit to get the hell out of there. She had a meeting of some sort. So, whatever. I don't ask too many questions anymore because I don't want to know.
She got suspended, though. Whatever. She had a good time. She looked like she had a great time running around,
Oh, yeah, no. I'm still talking about Friday at the t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not that time. But Frank had his shirt off at running around. Chaz had his shirt off running around because Betty stole Chaz's t-shirt.
Right now.
She's like, I want to take your shirt off too so we can all be topless. So he took his shirt and then she took it and ran.
Chaz looked absolutely enthused. The picture. Just
mortified.
Oh, yeah.
Because then Megan made him, because Megan got one of the Bunny Ranch tank tops too, but she got a black one. I got the new ones. They don't make them in red yet. And I got a matching set, so me. And I got a really cool hat, too. Anyway, but she wouldn't give it back to him. So they took he took a picture with the tank top on, and the tank top came off. And then the whole time, he's like, oh, it's all right. I've got a hoe-to-go bag in the car. So he wasn't even there for the whole thing. Who do we got calling in?
Same Dwayne. Jeez. I don't feel like fucking with Dwayne. I'd rather talk about Fat Con.
Yeah, so... So now back to Fekka. I met Giannova. She was awesome. Tara Patrick. So, Tara Patrick was looking so much better this year than she did.
That's weird because we saw her like 8-9 years ago, and we were
at Exotica down in Miami.
Maybe it was a rough night or so. We weren't really all that impressed when we saw her.
Dude, I don't her big banners and shit. I mean, of course, people get photoshopped and shit. You know, they get the help, but she was looking rough.
She was. I don't know.
She was looking old and rough. But then Saturday,
she looked awesome.
Gorgeous, amazing. She had dyed her hair too. It was kind of like a dark wine, kind of purpley reddish. She looked beautiful. Yeah. Her face, just everything beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So I guess that Miami was kicking her ass, and Tampa was a little tamer.
Something. That was a while ago too.
It was. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Whatever she's doing, I love too.
Either way, Sahara Huxley, got to see and hang out with her for a while. Big Viking Amazon, met her daughter, who's just as tall. Big old boobs. Actually, she might even be slightly taller.
No, and that was right when her daughter was standing next to her, right? So as she's standing next to her, I said, "So you're just surrounded with hot women everywhere." And she goes, "Yeah, that's my daughter." I was like, "Oh, fuck, I'm going to get body slammed." Holy
Jesus. You know, and I'm kind of surprised you didn't.
I didn't because I said it. I didn't say it in a creepy way.
No, you
like,
didn't.
Like I said it in a she's a beautiful, beautiful girl kind of a thing, not in a I'd like to bend her over the fucking thing right there. I see. I didn't go there.
Yeah, you didn't look at it and say, you know what would look really good on you? My fucking jizz. No. My load. And that, you know, that would kind of.
Just don't do that.
She would really like beat that. The shit out of you for that.
No, probably. But all I was doing was saying, no, she would, and I didn't get body slammed, so it was good.
So now I got pictures of her and I, and there was this other one, BB, I think that's what they said her name was, BB? I'm not sure, but she was blonde, and she was 6'1 without her heels on.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She was actually just walking by when you were taking pictures with Sahara. She was just wandering by, and her boyfriend, man, whoever she was with,
was like, "Here, come here."
Yeah, because that was like 20 foot a woman,
and she was there was over 18 feet of women in one picture.
Two 6 footers and the blonde was 6'1, and she had everybody had tall shoes on, so it was.
Well, I was actually kind of smart this year. Thank you for your suggestion. Yeah, I did not wear my big hooker heels or my boots. I wore combat boots. And I lasted so much longer because we ended up getting there. It started at noon. I thought it started at 10. But we got there at like almost 11 o'clock or like 11:30.
But we got there like at a good time.
We did get there at a good time.
We like got registered and fucking went across the street, grabbed a little bite, chilled out.
Good too.
You know, got in when it was just opening, so everything wasn't like going nuts yet.
You could actually talk to people still without being asses to elbows, literally.
Before the clips for sale tent gets fired up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to have the girls in the Sibian. Miss Cleo, she was there. She's a favorite of 25.
Oh, yeah. I met her briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly.
There's another one, and it's kind of funny. I've seen her when I was looking for Twitter Girls of the Week. I did run across this one girl. I forget her name, but I can tell you exactly what she looks like. She looks like a young, thin Lisa Lampanelli with big tits.
Who was that?
I don't remember her name. I'm sure I can find her. You know, Lisa Lampanelli, the filthy comic.
I saw a few of them that could have gone for Lisa Lampanelli.
But she had like brown hair and it was straight. She had pretty hair. And I mean, she was thin, she was tan, and she had gigantic tits. But her face looked exactly like a Lisa Lampanelli in her 20s.
Yeah, I don't know. She had, somebody had a face. I try not to look at faces.
Well, you know.
Not there.
We got a show. We were at, there was a Kinky Liquors was there. They had the Kinky Bar. While we were downstairs, everyone starts to look up.
And this is like inside atrium, like an atrium lobby.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like on the second, third floor of a big open atrium lobby. So you can see the room windows inside the atrium, you know, but they're up in the rooms. So
when we come back from a break, we're going to tell you exactly what we saw. I think you're going to like it.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
As leader of the Fominian cult, I'd like to thank you for your generous donations to the Fomi cult fundraising auctions held on the internet.
What donations?
Well, since you're a celebrity of sorts, not as cool as me, mind you, but still a mentionable underground icon, I decided to sell some of your clothing online to help raise funds for the Church of Foamy.
Clothing? Like what?
You know, underwear and shit like that.
I need my underwear, damn it.
Don't worry. I didn't sell the ones that vibrate, so don't get all up in a tiff over this.
Leave me alone. Whatever. No one is going to buy some used underwear anyway.
Wrong again, oh human of stupid brains. Look, the first pair is up to $250.
Ew, that's sick. What fucking maniac is going to pay $200 for my underwear?
Only 20 more hours, and it's mine.
Who knows? The world is filled with crazy folks who want to sniff stuff that's been on your butt.
Oh.
Now that I think of it, a used tampon could fetch anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000. Any one of your orifices is a potential gold mine. Here, stick this lollipop up your butt and you can pay your rent with it.
The world is a sick and sad place when a woman's used underwear fetches hundreds of dollars at auction. And I'm not going to stick a lollipop up my butt.
Come on. It's for a good cause. Me.
Forget it, dude.
Mark my words. This lollipop will be up your butt by week's end. You selfish son of a bitch. Support the Foamy Cult. Buy an ass pop today.
And now, on with the show.
Decisions, but I want it all, so I get it all. I want to eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing. You should have learned how to bake. Yes, I want it all, so I get it all. I want to eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing.
You should have learned, bitches love cake.
Welcome back to Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. Had to take a quick breaky poo. If you were on YouTube, you guys didn't get to...
Actually, no. You know what? I didn't mute out the Foamy. I have to mute out the music because, you know...
Copyright shit.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, you know, I can understand that. But true, I have to say, fucking Foamy, this girl's hysterical. Especially that one made me laugh so hard. Just talking about the ass lollipops and because I had the pussy pops and just funny shit. Really funny shit. Because there are several of you out there that do have my underwear. Talking to you, Freckle, Shane, a couple people out there. I think even Scorch has a pair of my panties,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, pretty sure.
So there's several of you out there that have my snatch. I know a couple people have the lollipops, but anywho. So yes, yeah, so the what we were talking about before was the show that we got to witness. There was Toby Braxton and Bailey Page,
which we didn't know at the time. We just happened to be hanging out in the little bar there.
Which I you know, yeah, we just thought there were just some girls getting naked.
Well, they were just some girls getting naked.
Well, yeah, they were. They started out in kind of like a bikini, little bikinis or bra and panties. And they were sitting up and every other place had the windows, like the shades drawn. I said that all of a sudden you see like little faces pop out and like wave and like smile. And then the shades go open and they start kind of like playing with each other a little bit. And then they jump up. And they put their body against the window, and then they start taking out their boobs and shaking them, pressing them against the window. And then everyone's like, woo, clapping, cheering. And then they strip completely naked. They're shoving their pussy against the window, their boobs, turn around and start twerking. I start jiggling their butt and stuff, and I can't twerk. I can't, so whatever.
And this was all like on the like eighth floor, I'd say, and we were like on the second floor.
Yeah, no, they were closer than that. They were a lot closer.
It's like a floor or two up.
Yeah, they weren't that far, but yeah, they were a floor or two. Well, one of them turns around and she starts bouncing her butt against the window. You could see the window like moving, like it looked like plastic instead of glass. We were kind of sitting there going, "Holy fuck, that thing's gonna pop out." that we're going to see something bad happen like any moment now. This poor girl is going to come flying out of that window and land from very high, and she's not going to make it.
Wonder if they do like the guy who lost his nuts and just shuffle his ass out, drive him to the hospital.
Do there be no driving her to the hospital? There'd be like the maintenance crew getting a shovel and like fucking like a gum scraper to try to get her up off the floor. Isn't that... not pretty.
903. No, we don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, you sent me a message. I want to get so nasty with you, baby.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Back to the girls in the boobs.
Yeah.
In the glass.
That's right.
Shaking asses.
So I see a picture on Twitter of the two girls sitting there.
Selfie.
Topless. Selfies, yes, smiling. And there's like a crack in the blinds of the window. I see myself. So I'm like, oh, my God, that was them. And I'm like, oh, my dear. I'm like, look, that's me. So I told them, like, love the show, girls. I'm like, you guys are cute. So we're all worried about the glass when you're bouncing your little butt.
Nice.
It was a nice ass, too.
That's one of those little known things that happens at all the FetCons. You go out by the pool.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they should, like the whole back half of the hotel, you know, the windows face down on the pool.
Because the pool's on the fifth floor.
Yeah. So they, the pool deck at like midnight, they bring a DJ out and only the people from FatCon can go out there and shit. So all of a sudden you just see windows start opening with like little
setups in there. Some of them have
racks.
Yeah, some have dungeons in the room. Some of them have friggin' like all trippy lights. So, I mean, some people are definitely having their own party in there. And you get to see fucking, they'll put on shows right up against the window for you guys, for everybody.
See the blinds open up, the light comes on.
It's like, da-da-da-da, showtime. Sometimes people will even take a flashlight and, like, give you, like, a little, like, click, 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 click. Like, it's about ready to go, everyone. Attention up here, attention up here. This one chick, she's getting fucked from behind. She's, like, grabbing on to, like, the AC, and then she's got her cell phone in her hand. And she's pressed up against the window. So you see,
you
like, from the side.
You didn't find that selfie.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. I bet it's there somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure it's somewhere. I just don't know who. Yeah. Well, you know what? I can...
You just got to poke around.
Hashtag FedCon. See if I can find it.
Yeah, they hashtagged it.
That's true. Chance encounters. Were you screwing in a window at the Hilton?
And they were like on the top floor, the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, they were pretty high up. And they were. It was very clear as day. And there was, I want to say, about 7 or 8 different shows going
more
on.
More than that. More than people would pop up for a minute, pop out. Yeah.
Yeah, like pop out the window, like boobies, and then run away. Another one is like, "Hi, my cock," and then it was fun,
awesome time.
I love it. Yeah, there wasn't that many people up at the pool when we first got there, but then when we were starting to head out, there was a lot. The DJ started; he's rather loud,
straight out of like the wedding singer.
Oh my God. Celebrate good times, come on.
Exactly. Ooh, it's a different one.
So it seems like or unless he's calling from another number, which you can answer him. Hello, caller. You are on Katie's World. What can I do for you tonight?
Gone.
Gone.
That quick. Holy shit. Maybe I should have answered.
Sorry, maybe it was Lyle. Who's drinking it thoroughly on?
Oh, my God.
I hate you.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, he doesn't like me. Good. I have no idea why, but whatever. I don't know. It's okay.
I think he likes me.
I don't think he likes anyone except for fucking Spicoli.
The right equipment. He has the right equipment. That's why. Saw his baby arm that one night. That's why.
Oh, that's right. The little elephant arm.
Yeah, man. He wants to fuck Spicoli. He wants Spicoli to fuck him.
Dude, he's got a big dick.
Yeah.
He does.
Cool.
I think maybe, well, he might be really small, though, like in stature.
Like, you know, I think he is shorter. That's what I hear. I don't think I've ever met him face to face. I mean, I think he is like 5'6 or something, 5'7. I don't know. Like an ant carrying a leaf.
See, don't you love this? We're putting this out there where we keep talking about like how big your dick is. Stroke that ego. Really slow. See, I don't have to get naked on my show. This is my show. But I make other people get naked on your show.
Moving on.
All right. When we were leaving, when we were sitting at the bar, kind of right before even we saw the little booby bouncing show, but I saw a guy go by with a group of people. And there's a gentleman by the name, he goes by Russell Grand, because he looks exactly like Russell Brand, the celebrity, but he's a little heavier and he's got better teeth.
He does a lot of like parody movies, obviously.
He does
but
parody movies.
Like lighthearted porn, I would say.
Yeah.
Everything he's in is funny.
Yeah, like he does, like there's a lot of forced masturbation, like forced ejaculation, kind of just, he's goofy. He's goofy, he's funny, he just seems, he also like produces porn, he's a talent scout, he does a lot of stuff. Well, and they're like, oh, well, fucking SC over here thought that he misheard me, because I said, oh, I think that's Russell Grand. He's like, no, he's not, you know, he's heavier.
Well, yeah, Russell Grand is heavier than Russell Brand.
Right, yeah. But see, he didn't know who I was talking about. Anyway, well, I ended up running into him on the way as I was heading out, and I got all fangirly, all stupid, like, oh, my God. I was like, are you Russell Grand? And he's like, yeah, like, can I have a picture? So then I got a couple of pictures with him, and he was being all cheeky and cute. And Betty got a picture of the three of us, and he's like, yeah, we're going to have a menage a trois. Because I was like, yeah, I'm like, we're still going to fuck at some point. I'm like, woo. I totally would. I really would. It'd be fun. I think it'd be, come on, I could dress up like a pudgy Katy Perry.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that would make a good movie.
So Russell Grant and Kinky Katy.
There you go.
There's the parody right there. I can dress up like an Egyptian if you want to do that Dark Horse video or whatever.
Exactly. Well, you just, you know, you remake the Elmo again.
Right. And I could put whipped cream shooters on my titty.
There you go. You have Russell break in all pissed off because you're fucking Elmo.
That tickles. Not anymore. That's rapey. I can't help it. So we got to see him, and so that was really freaking cool. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I should be getting in some cookies soon.
Special cookies?
Well, they're kind of special cookies.
Are they somebody else's special cookies? Or?
They're not like California special cookies or Colorado special cookies. They are sex cookies. They have aphrodisiacs in there. Aphrodisiac cookies.
Oh.
They had mini ones to try at the convention, and I had a couple, and they tasted really good. That could have been why I was all charged up, too, is because I was eating cookies.
Yeah, you think that's why? Not like all the naked people with all that sexuality. That's what it was this year. People were in a better mood.
They were in a better mood.
A lot friendlier. But they were the same people. Like, but, you do see a lot of the same people, and yet...
Well, maybe because they're like, oh, she's back again, so she can't, you know, she must not be that bad.
I don't know about that.
But that, well, you know what? Because that's true, because it was really weird. I got recognized a lot more this year than I did last year. People knew Kinky Katy. They knew about the radio shows. They knew about my website. They knew who I was, which is pretty fucking cool. And then when we met this woman, Anna, when I talk about Violet Wands, like, I like Violet Wands. You guys pretty much know that if you're a fan of mine. She wrote the book, literally wrote the book on the Violet Wand.
Yeah, like the man from like 1978,
something like that. Yeah, she had the manual there. She was there, had a booth set up. We were shooting the shit with her for a little while. She goes, you know, a couple was just here saying that they came all the way from wherever to see you, meaning me. I'm like, get the fuck out. Ended up running into them too. And I was like, what the fuck? It was really cool. Just things are just so neat. I get my ego stroked. I don't know. Miss Betty is going to be a feature next year. She's going to have a booth, and I'm going to have a booth too. And I've also been talking to a couple people. Well, there's a one guy in particular. He wants to see my designs that I have for T-shirts and stickers because he says he wants to help me out. So my friend Andrew Bruce, who does the ABC... T-shirts, the one who sent me the gremlin one.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty sweet. So I thought that'd be pretty cool. But, God, there's so many. We saw the villains. They had all, like, the comic villains were all dressed up. They did a little show.
I missed most of that. I mean, I saw, like, the beginning of it, but...
Yeah, well, I saw the beginning of it, too, snapped a couple of pictures, and then, you know, I kind of... We were off doing other things.
25 was running around with us for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Megan got all tied up and suspended and realized... Well, I realized she had a hole in her crotch. Everyone else realized it, too, because she didn't know it, but we all knew it because she kept spreading her legs like, wee! So I always kept taking pictures of her crotch. I'm like, you know, you got, when she couldn't move was the fun part when I'd show her the picture and say, you know, I got a humongous hole right in your crotch. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, just letting you know.
Check it out.
Yeah, I did. I showed her. She's like, oh my God.
Why is it so fun to torture her?
I don't know.
And you keep saying Megan, but you're Cricket.
Cricket.
Megan, Cricket.
It's Megan. Cricket. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Why is she so much fun to torture?
I don't know. Maybe because she takes
hold back.
Maybe because she takes it so wrong. Like
I have to like bite my lip, and I want to just bust her, not in a bad way, but just in general, bust her balls. I don't know.
She gets so upset and flustered. Yeah, I don't know why it is really fun to do to this poor girl. Because Cade, this guy Cade, he does caning and other sorts of devious bondage, torture, BDSM, fun stuff.
Sadist.
Yeah, he's a definite sadist. And his girl Kitty, she was there. He was doing security, part of security. So we were talking with them for a while. Well, he wanted a picture. We had talked to Cricket had burned her lip. She does the vaping, and she's got this like huge mod thing where you have to do the coils. And I don't know about all that. I just know I screw the tank on, fill it, suck it. Ta-da. But I don't get technical.
Well, yeah, no, and the only reason I got you to do it is because you could suck it.
That's true. I like to draw it. And then draw it hard and slow, deep and slow. You know, you got to do it this way in order to get something out of it.
That's right.
Strawberry shortcake, man, all the way.
Shit.
If I can't eat it, God damn it, I'm still going to taste it. But she burned her lip on the coil because apparently she forgot to put the top on and decided to stick it to her fucking face when you've got this red hot coil. She burned her lip. So Frank was kind of making fun of her, saying that she got the herp. So, which she doesn't, just to clarify, so she doesn't kill me. She does not have herpes, so we were seeing she did. So Cade wanted to get a picture, and she totally didn't fucking get it. He's like, Cricket, I want you standing here kind of with like a sad, disappointed look on your face. He's like, we're all gonna stand, we're gonna like point at you like, oh my God, like what is that? Like, oh. And so we all posed and took the, we all got it. She didn't understand what the fuck he was talking
why
about.
Why did we just do that?
So, well, what
was that about?
And he even asked you, how's your lip doing? She's like, oh no, it's great. It's better now. Da, da, da. And then she still didn't get it. We had to explain to her. I'm like, Cricket. Remember, you know, like burn your lip, herpes, ha ha ha. And she's like,
son of a bitch.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you. I fucking hate you. poor girl. I can't help it. I really can't. So there was that. Then we went by the dungeon. There wasn't really anything going on when we went. And then they'd moved it when it closed. But you left with.
We never found where it was, dude. We never found it.
Maybe that's a good thing.
It took us a while to not find it.
That I like place it. Was, it took us a while to not find it.
That place was fucking crazy. You mm-hmm. You walked through the hallways and there was just like naked people coming out of rooms.
You guys got like corralled into a room at one point while you guys were looking.
Yeah, we lent them our badges to get out in the pool.
We offer you beer and potato chips.
Exactly. Exactly. She wouldn't get naked in front of me, though. I don't understand.
That's weird.
I know.
Because everyone is almost always, because there was a girl that she'd been partying. She came out, she came out of the elevator. She was wearing strappy elastic for a top and bottoms. And she had like bows barely covering the tip of her nipple. And she's like, Jared, you've been wearing that all day? I was like, yes, I have, because like, I hadn't left. We were there from like 10:30 in the morning till we didn't.
Midnight, 1, 12:30, I think, 1, something like that we left.
Yeah, about like 12:30 at night, because then we went to Dallas. We didn't get back home until about almost 3 o'clock in the morning. But I don't care. I thought I looked pretty hot. I was loving my outfit choice.
So the moral of the story is, you know, run, walk, drive. If I were you, I would get to FetCon.
Oh, yeah?
If you have any interest in men, women,
furries.
Oh, the fucking furries are awesome.
Bernie the Bunny.
That's right. He was cool.
He was cool. I was so happy to see him this year. I saw him last year. And you know, whenever, if anyone sees a furry, follow him because the party will be there. Furries are so much fun and people just want to hang around him. Even if you're like humping his leg or nothing, you don't even have to do that. Wherever there's a furry, there's a party.
And as many, you know, fetish parties, fetish events, barbecues and things we've gone to where there have been furries hanging.
We had to put that in there.
Well, yeah. I've never actually seen a furry fuck, and everybody really has it in their head that like furries really, I mean, and I'm sure they do. I just haven't actually witnessed fucking furries. They're furries that are running around having furry fun.
They dry hump each other.
Exactly.
But there's no special compartment to worry. Well, no, there are on Muslim, but yeah, I'm saying generally. Yeah.
Well, it's not like required. I find most of the people we run into are into just furrying around.
Running around in the costume.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. And he was dressed as a big pink bunny with floppy ears, and then he also had a harness on. Which is really cute. And like wrist cuffs and ankle cuffs. Bondage bunny.
And did you see one of Sahara's slaves, a bandolero boy, I forget what the fuck his name is.
He was there last year too.
And he had a mask on. I think it was like
the
a
rabbit.
Cat.
No, it was a rabbit.
But every time he'd walk by that furry, he'd
and he'd flip his ears at him.
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome.
Oh God, it was great. I had so much fun. Oh gosh, who else? I know I was like writing like everybody down. Little Green Dragon was there. This little girl that I met, gosh, a while ago, and she's on FetCon as well. But she did a video with me called "Hooray for Tuesday." She's a gusher. I mean, like gurgly gusher. You can hear the body one against her pussy. And when it's going, it's like, I mean, you could, there's at one point I jumped back because I was surprised at the gush and the liquid that came out of her.
I think we could have done something like ultraviolet light, like a Blue Man Group kind of action with it on the thing. I think we could have had something like that going on.
God. There. So is that, hi, caller, you are on the air. Hello?
Nathan, what's up, man?
Hi.
Who's on the line?
Well, that would be Paul.
Yo, hey, Paul? What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. I don't have the energy to go upstairs and get on Skype.
Well, that's all right. How you doing?
Good. Somebody just pissed me off, but I took care of him. No big deal.
You have him rubbed out?
See in a trunk somewhere?
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Wait a minute. If you don't feel like discussing the details, please don't, because I don't want you to incriminate yourself.
Exactly. You know we record these.
Yeah. No way. I'm sure he's going to do just fine without me.
Were you calling in to tell us what your furry name is?
No, I saw a tweet from Skins, and I don't know if he's on the line or not. But
no.
No, okay. Good. What are you guys talking about? What's up?
Well, actually, we were going over of what happened at FetCon this weekend.
Oh, shit. Yeah, how was that?
Oh, my God, it was fucking awesome.
Awesome. So sorry if I'm late to the game and you guys already discussed everything. I just wanted to say hi, and this is the impromptu show for you, Katie, right?
No, honey, I'm always on Mondays.
We just switched it around.
Yeah, I never knew that.
So
sorry.
It's okay. I used to be Tuesday from 8 to 9, but then when Dangerous Conversation went back to nights on Tuesdays from 8 to midnight, my show was kind of stuck. So, and then plus Dave was doing Dangerous Conversations and he was my co-host. So I was like, oh, I got to switch days because I that'd be kind of nice. So now I'm on Mondays from 10 to 11. So yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it in my phone because I will try to make an effort to get to Skype because I like your show. I haven't heard this show before. What is this show about?
this is pretty much anything I want to talk about. Of course, you know, it does have to do with sex, but I kind of talk about any kind of weird stuff. My life, it's Katie's world. It's my stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. How has the show been going?
Show's been going good. This is actually number 33.
We're streaming live video onto YouTube.
As we speak, we also have archives. Oh. We have the archives on iTunes and at Kinky Katie Radio, and they're free. So.
Oh, really? Streaming live? I don't even know how to do that kind of shit. Stream live on YouTube. That's great.
Yeah, man.
Like, I'm waving at the camera now. So if you check out the video later when you see me waving, well, that's for you.
How long are you on for?
Just
tonight?
An hour. Just an hour. I'm actually I'm off in 5 minutes.
Oh, I caught you at the bitter end. So sorry.
And that's all right. I just think it's very sweet that you called in.
Well, hey, everybody out there who is listening, I love you long time, and I will be listening to this show. I will put it in my phone, and I'll try to make an effort, because I've made some decisions about Razz Radio, especially about the camera. But that's just the way it is. What's up?
Well, because I was about to say, because also, since I do the live show on Mondays, I do the broadcast, I'm usually in a different costume, so you can see me.
Oh,
but
cool.
Right now I'm in a Bunny Ranch tank top and some yoga pants, because I was feeling comfortable after all the restraining outfits that I was wearing this weekend.
Awesome. I'm sure it'll be on Twitter, right? You can see pictures and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, it'll be on my website, the video, and also on YouTube.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys wrap it up. Paul, later.
Yeah, man.
Katie, I love everybody a long time, so take care and be safe and be happy.
All right, honey, you have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. He's so sweet.
He is. He's a good guy.
See, now I wonder what happened. I'm going to probably get Twitter when someone probably yelled at me or, you know, said something nasty about me on Twitter.
Could be.
It happens. It's all right. Haters gonna hate.
Be that dude who's in love with Spicoli.
Probably. But you know. Eh. Well, I know it's not Ring. He loves me. He's a fan. But anyway, so yeah, we're kind of coming to a close. What else did I forget about this weekend? God, there was so much. Oh my God, you know what? You guys better get your fucking asses up to Tampa, to Ybor City on August the 23rd. You want to know why? Because that's the next Fetish Divine party over at the Social. You need to be there August 23rd. Fetish Divine party at the Social. It's
come
only
play.
$10.
For crying out loud.
You get to come play with me. I will be there for your entertainment. If you want to have some personal time, I'm not talking about fucking, but you know, if you want to be...
$10.
Now you, Soja Boy, you too, Tubuku.
Tubuku. I love you a long time, $10.
Take it, take
it. Take it, $10.
But $10 will get you in the door, and you're going to see fucking kick-ass shows by the stunning Miss Vita Devoid. She is awesome. And yeah, like I said, you can play with me. I can beat you. You can beat me. There's the Violet Wand. There's rope. There's boxes I can stick you in. I mean, there's all sorts of fun stuff.
You have plenty of time now to book a goddamn flight. Get your ass to beautiful Tampa, Florida.
Also a train. Amtrak runs.
What?
Uh-huh.
You're reading my mind on the train thing.
I don't know
what's going on.
Woo woo! Throw me up on a pinball machine and call me Jodie Foster. I was going a little far.
Oh,
what was that, the Accused?
That was a little dark there. Jeez.
Hey, I'm in that kind of mood. I'm feeling run there.
That was kind of a brutal, brutal rape scene, too. That wasn't even like a holdback rape scene. That was pretty graphic, really. I'm kind of scared.
You know, I like the tentacles. You know, can't get that for real. So you did call me the conductor, Mr. Train.
I didn't say you were the conductor. What? You were one of the cars.
Oh, just one of the cars.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just one of the cars. Okay.
Well, you know, best shiny, pretty car.
I'm the one that nobody uses very much. I get brought out on special occasions.
Okay, so you'd rather be the broken down old fucking freight car, what?
No, but...
Exactly.
I'm just digging myself deeper, so forget about it. All right, guys. Hey, if you want to get in touch with me, go to kinkykatieradio.com. You can click on the contact button. You can get all my fun stuff on there. Every Friday afternoon on radioio.com from noon to 2, Bubba Army Radio, channel Bubba 1. You can listen to me Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl, another 100% uncensored show where we have lots of guests and fun stuff. And oh my God, that's a 2-hour show. And then Friday night, I'm back on RazRadioLive.com for One Night Stand with your host, Miss Amber, and myself. So, and then everybody's favorite chaotic, drunken mess of a show, Drunken Disorderly, is after that, which I usually hang out for, but I don't think I'm going to dip out for a little while. But anywho, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Do you have anything that you want to add there, Mr. Stunkock?
I got nothing.
You got nothing. All right, guys. Well, take it easy. Enjoy. Go to iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. Go to YouTube. Check it out. And I guess, to quote Mr. Nathan, me love you long time.
Sucky, sucky, $5.
Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.